The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yes, we do. And guess what? We're at our bar, so we're going to have some fun. Hey, it's a Friday on the Blitz.
Diabolical.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Partying. Fun, looking forward to the weekend.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from our bar on Houston Avenue. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the shorter timer. Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort, back in studio. Producer Nick out here keeping us on air as we broadcast live from our bar. If you want to get in today, sorry, no calls because we're on the road. But there's plenty of other things you can do. You can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, send a message. Aaron will read it. Twitter is at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates975, at ESPN975, at the Producer Nick. You can text the show. You know the number for that. You can go to the Twitch channel and comment there. You can't see us. You'll see the goofy photo of us. That's okay. You don't need to see us. You can come see us in person because this place is awesome.
Probably a sexy photo of us is what I bet. But it's hot. I bet I'm wearing a purple shirt because I'm wearing a purple shirt in every station photo.
Yeah.
And I bet you're wearing a funny hat.
And I probably look like a lesbian.
Well, you always look like a lesbian.
Yeah, well, I'm just – that would be the – that would be my guess.
I mean that in the most loving way possible.
Not really, but that's all right. So, yeah. Actually.
That doesn't look like a purple shirt on me.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. So,
but you did look like a lesbian in a funny hat.
Yeah, but that goes without saying. That's always the case, right? So, the NBA playoffs sure are a lot less interesting when it's Hawks and Bucks with no stars.
Yeah, let's watch the B-squads play. And you could, they were trying to sell it last night. Every time they just say, Antetokounmpo, but not Giannis. It's the other one that no one cares about. His less impressive brother with the rebound. But they kept trying to say that name just to make people think there were stars on the floor. There weren't.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't know how you feel about that series. I'm hoping that the Bucks win because I feel like the Bucks, if Giannis is healthy, can give the Suns a decent series.
Yeah.
I don't think the Hawks would, so that's what I'm hoping for. I don't have a rooting interest, really. I kind of hope the Suns win anyway.
Right.
But I would rather see them play the Bucks than the Hawks.
Yeah, I mean, at least it would have some intrigue. And even if Giannis is 50%,
well, and here's the other thing. I'm always for people passing up James Harden in the player power rankings.
Yeah.
And if Giannis wins a title and has two MVPs, James Harden's resume isn't as good as Giannis's. And now he's a step below Giannis. Right now they're probably kind of equal. You know, even though
yeah, they're kind of the same guy, but
I mean, now Giannis has two MVPs, so that should put him ahead, but James has the longevity that puts him in the conversation.
Yeah.
I think two MVPs and a title, that says, sorry, James, on to the next. You're on the next tier, buddy.
Well, there's that, but then there's the, Chris Paul got a title and you didn't.
Oh, that'd be
which
fun,
which would
too.
Also be fun, right?
That'd be fun, too.
It's like, oh, you went and tried to put your own team together in Brooklyn, and the guy you chased off just happened to walk into Phoenix, and guess what?
Or
Riley the Valley, baby.
What about this? Devin Booker could win a title with Chris Paul as his number two.
Yep.
Why couldn't James?
Exactly.
Hmm.
So,
yeah, that's what my life has devolved to, is hating James Harden, wanting him to be sad. That's all I want.
You know what?
Is for James Harden to be a miserable, sad, pathetic man.
as much as you want that, as much as we'd all love to see that.
He's probably rolling around in a pile of money with strippers. Strip club
yeah,
right now.
Right now, enjoying life.
Yeah, you're probably right.
And you know what? What are we doing? Grinding
We're
it out at a bar.
We're schlubs here at work. Yeah. Like a bunch of dopes.
Yeah, and I'm sure he's getting like free dances and free whatever he wants. You know, that's so I'm guessing he doesn't really care.
No, probably not.
But either way, you're right though. It's a slap in the face. So I'm good with either result. Whatever makes Harden look bad.
Yeah.
The other news is the All-Star team was announced. Your Astros had 7 finalists. Over under on how many actually get to start.
I haven't seen this, so I'll make a guess.
Okay.
I will guess that Carlos is going to start and Michael Brantley is going to start.
What was that line from Animal House? 0.0.
No starters?
No starters, and it really wasn't close in any of them.
Oh, man.
So
it's because they lost 3 in a row to the Orioles. They suck.
That's part of they lost 4 in a row to the Orioles and the Tigers.
Yeah.
So, I mean, nope.
And then it's like, oh, great. Now they get a good team in the Indians. And Jose Altuve is out bombing grand slams like it's nobody's business again. How come he didn't do that against a raggly-ass Orioles when Matt Harvey, not like 2013 Matt Harvey, 2021 Matt Harvey was out there throwing lollipops?
Yeah.
How come you weren't mashing anything then?
So Maldonado finished 2nd at catcher, but it was like 62% to 20%, so it wasn't close. First base.
Who's the starting catcher?
Salvador Perez.
Okay. And Vlad at first.
Vlad at first was that's a no-doubter. Second base.
Marcus, it turns out he's pretty good.
Yeah, he's good at sport. So second base, Marcus Semien, 54%.
So the Blue Jays have 2 starters from their 4th place team.
Yeah. Well, actually,
3 starters. Oh, Teoscar Hernandez. Huh? Wow. Why aren't they good? Isn't that odd?
Yeah.
You've got 1/3 of the All-Star team, and you kind of suck. That's very strange.
And, you know, the team that has the best offensive numbers in the league has 0.
0 starters.
Now, I mean, a lot of these guys are going to make it. But third base, Rafael Devers over Bregman, but Bregman's hurt, so that's not a big deal. Xander Bogaerts.
Well, Bregman was also undeserving, let's be real.
Yeah, well, don't tell him that. He'll get mad.
Xander Bogaerts over Correa. That one I have some beef with.
And you know what? Correa wasn't even 2nd. Bo Bichette, 37%.
What are these Canadians are stacking the ballots?
Well, they got nothing
Stop
else.
Stop the count.
No, they got nothing else to do up there right now. They're still locked down.
It's a stolen election. Stop the count. I want to recount.
It's the worst.
I want to recount in Toronto and Montreal. And Vancouver, I want to recount in all these places.
And we're going to have to put up a wall.
We're going to build a wall.
We're going to make them pay for the wall.
We're going to pay for the whole thing. All of it. All of it. And they will never, ever be allowed to vote in our elections again.
And in the outfield, and even this, Brantley finishes 5th. Trout first. Of course, he's dead.
Mike Trout, who can't play in the All-Star game.
Right.
Number 1 in the voting.
Aaron Judge.
Okay.
And Teoscar Hernandez.
Again, ballot stuffing. Who's 4th? Who's ahead of Brantley?
Byron Buxton.
That's garbage, man.
Oh. And they actually tied with 12%, so it was close.
Michael Brantley should be a starter.
Yeah, Michael Brantley is if it weren't for your guy with the Angels, would be a serious MVP candidate, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And designated hitter. Oh, I forgot DH.
Well, I already know that one.
Yeah, that's deserving.
Yeah.
But Yordan finished 3rd there. A lot of former Astros on there. J.D. Martinez, yeah. Also 2nd on that. So, yeah, that's who got voted in.
I feel like Nick's floated long enough. He's hanging out there right now. Nick, what's going on? What is the deal?
I can't find my wallet. I had it, like, right here.
Uh-oh.
I want my wallet back.
Do you not have repeated issues with keeping up with your wallet?
I do, but it was, like, right here. My wallet was right here.
So there's like no.
Are you saying there's a thief in the building?
No, I'm just saying it disappeared. Oh, you a-hole.
Oh.
You a-hole.
Oh, God.
I'm sitting here looking for my wallet, you son of a.
Oh, God. That is such a Hoffman thing to do.
It wasn't a Hoffman thing to do. I'm not going to say whose thing to do it was. It wasn't a Hoffman thing to do.
Oh, who did it?
I'm going to say someone handed it to me.
Who was it? Was it Joel?
I'm not naming any
names.
It was
either Joel or one of you. Was it Claire, Joel, maybe Pink Valkyrie?
Juggalo Trey.
Juggalo, you son of a. I was complimenting his haircut.
It was Trey.
I was being nice to him.
Yeah.
Hey, AJ, what do we do with Nick's wallet?
Hey, we should, like, buy some drugs or something with this wallet.
Go to Baytown and get some meth.
Swear, me losing this wallet's gonna get me diabetes one of these days. It's unreal.
You put it in your pocket, Nick.
I do, but then I've got whatever. I don't want to discuss.
You got what?
Because I keep sitting on my wallet. It's like officially.
You need a front pocket wallet.
Yeah.
This is my wallet.
That is tiny.
It's tiny. It keeps all my cards. It's got a money clip. It's everything I need.
But you don't carry cash, is basically what you're saying.
I could. I mean, it could fit right there.
Yeah.
But I keep it in my front pocket. I don't have to sit on it. It doesn't ruin my jeans because your jeans probably have like that weird square on them now.
Yeah.
You don't need that. Get that wallet.
Yeah.
This is a life hack, an upgrade for you.
I do. I need to. I don't know why I had a money clip. I don't know why I went back to this nonsense.
You don't need it.
See, I probably need to move to something like that too because I don't carry cash at all, and. All I've got is, like, business cards and credit cards.
So. And also, what this wallet does is it makes you realize how much stuff you really need. Like, I've got a credit card, a debit card, my VA card, my driver's license, and my license to carry. That's it. Anything else?
But you don't even need the license anymore.
Yeah, I don't even need that anymore. Now I can just carry a gun wherever I want. I can throw that thing out. You don't need as much stuff as you think you need. You know what I mean? It'll minimize your life. It'll help you. Listen to me on this.
Well, all I'm right? inspired.
I'm going to give you back the $30 I stole out of your wallet so you can buy that new wallet.
Oh, man. All right. If you want to get in, there's plenty of ways to do it. You can get on the Twitch. There's a bunch of the Twitch gang is here today. And you can watch Aaron drink stuff. Aaron, what's on the menu today?
Today, I took the Rebel Yell Ginger Whiskey out of AJ's office.
Ooh.
That was disgusting. Now, mixed with ginger ale might taste good, but when we had it, it's not good. It's spicy.
Yeah.
It's literally spicy whiskey, and it's not... Oh, no. It smells bad, too.
Great.
So I'm going to take a shot of that, and probably around the 4:30, 4:45 mark, I'm also going to probably take a shot of Malort, because it's a staple.
People like to see me in pain. I think he secretly likes that.
I think he does like Malort.
Because anytime, like when you were gone and we were having guests, it's like, oh, you've got to do a shot of Malort. Yeah. I'll do it with you. And I did it with him too because I'm a turd. But I certainly don't enjoy it. I just feel like, you know, if Aaron's going to do it and the guest is going to do it, I'd be kind of a wuss if I didn't do it, right? But I think Aaron actually likes it.
I think
stuff.
He does.
I don't. I know people on Twitch like to see me in pain, and if I, you know, it helps the brand, why not?
All right.
It helps the Malort brand? Is that what you're trying
to
do?
Malort
I mean, no.
Brand.
It would help my brand and the ESPN brand if you have a...
Are you sure drinking Malort is helping your brand?
I don't know. I'm hoping it does.
Who's your brand advisor? Who's told you that would work?
I've been going to the Johnny Manziel School of Branding.
No, that didn't work out all that well.
Yeah, that
make sure you're photographed rolling up dollar bills with powder on the counter. Yeah, like that was in lesson one. Lesson two was.
How come you haven't
done
the money phone scene yet?
I don't have that much money.
Oh,
and he's off doing sex shows.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know what that says.
Well.
All right, we are going to take a very very quick break and. Just to tweak Rockets fans a little more, potential guy who might go to the Mavericks when we come back. How's that for a tease? We're out here at Arbar. Get your butts out here. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5, 92.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I don't know how I could explain that in a cooler and more doper fashion.
You're listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from R Bar on Houston Avenue. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, live here at R Bar. And a nice group here. A bunch of cool folks are here. So get your butt out here if you're just getting off work. Not very far for me, actually. It's one of those that, I think I told you this before, when we go biking, we always stop by here before we head home. And I actually probably could have biked here faster than driving, just because there's no quick way.
Why didn't you do it then?
Because I got to
talk about it and be about it.
Well, except then I'd have to bike home and then drive to Beaumont, which I don't want to do.
Well, that makes sense.
So, yeah, I'm heading out right after the show, and we're going to go camping. Apparently, it's going to rain all weekend, so...
Awesome.
Yeah, I guess I'll be just inside watching a lot of TV, which I could probably do from home. But, hey, we do what we must, right? So I mentioned maybe some good news for the Mavericks. Did you see that apparently there legitimately is a chance Kawhi Leonard may opt out? And if so, the Mavericks are on his list.
They would be the favorites?
One of the two. But it says the Mavericks and the Heat.
Okay.
But I'm really, you know, I don't have any hatred of the Mavericks. I'm really interested in how that would play out if you put him with Luka.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a title contender, right?
Yeah. Yeah, assuming he can stay healthy, which is going to
be. Well, and he's never going to be healthy for a whole season, but you don't need that. You need him to be healthy in the playoffs.
Right, which didn't work out this year, but yeah, I think that'd be interesting. And, I mean, boy, you talk about salt in the wound.
Oh, yeah.
After you're knocked out of the playoffs, it's like, yeah, I may not come back. Who leaked that out?
That was from it was on Larry Brown Sports, but it was The Ringer's Kevin O'Connor.
Okay.
But he published a story. He says the Mavericks and the Heat plan to make a hard push if Kawhi becomes a free agent. He says NBA executives, which could be anyone, expect the Mavericks to be the biggest contender for Leonard.
Okay.
Dallas's seeming selling points include teaming with Luka, the franchise's ability to create cap space, and Leonard's supposed positive relationship with the team's new front office executive. It sounds like the team's new front office executive is the one who leaked this.
Yeah.
But either way, I mean, Luka's the kind of guy you want to play with, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that would... You know, now, I wonder about the coaching change, if that's really going to be better. I think I'd rather have Rick Carlisle there. But, yeah, I think that'd be kind of salt in the wound for Rockets fan, too.
Bernardo says, are we sure that Chris Paul's the number two to Devin Booker? I'm sure of it.
Can I vote?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, listen, there's some recency with what Chris Paul's doing right now. It's great.
We can't use last game as the reason why he's better than Devin Booker. I mean, yes, he was great in the clincher.
Devin Booker scores about 10 more points per game on the season than Chris Paul does.
Now, Devin Booker hasn't been as good since he got bashed in the nose.
No.
But he's still damn good. He's the best player on that team. That's not a...
Devin Booker averaged more points this year than Trae Young, LeBron James, and Kawhi Leonard, and James Harden. So, yeah.
Is that good?
Those are number one numbers. Yes.
But, I mean, he's certainly a great piece to have. And I think makes that team better. And,
sure.
But, yeah, that's a no-doubter there, in my opinion. But what do I know? All right. So, I just have some odds I wanted to get to here, too, while we still have time in this segment. There's a lot of stuff's been updated. We talked about the Suns now being -240 to win the title. Bucks +340 and Hawks +550. NBA Finals MVP. Well, maybe Devin Booker isn't the one on this team. They have Chris Paul at 5-4 and Booker at 7-4.
Who else? Give me some
Giannis,
names.
Giannis is 15-4. I don't think I could touch that right now. Trae Young 8.
8-1.
Yeah. How about this one? Chris Middleton 14-1.
No.
Well, I don't think he needs DeAndre Ayton.
I mean, that's enough. Yeah. I mean, it's one of those four guys.
Giannis is certainly you're getting value because of his health right now. And if you think that he's going to be okay.
He would probably be the favorite otherwise.
I would say so. So if you think Giannis will stay healthy, you're getting value there. I don't know about anybody else with real value there.
But, I mean, I do think.
8-1 on Trae Young isn't bad, but you have to assume that the Hawks are going to win the title.
They
got to
win
won't.
Two more games, and I don't see that. And if you're going to do that, why would you just not take the Hawks at +115 to win the series and make your money that way? I think 7-4 on Devin Booker is a decent enough price. Because I think the Suns are going to win. It's probably going to be one of those two guys. And the whole conversation we just had, who's the number one? Your MLB odds are updated now.
All right.
Your Astros, currently third favorite to win the whole thing.
Behind Dodgers and Padres?
Padres. 7-2, 13-2. Dodgers are the favorite now.
And aren't those two teams second and third place in their division, respectively?
Yeah.
Okay.
And remember a couple weeks ago when we were talking about the Dodgers and Yankees, there was value. There's not value on the Dodgers now. It's gone down.
Yeah.
But
what's the number on the Giants?
The Giants, believe it or not, 18-1.
Again, that's what we would call value.
Yeah, I'm intrigued by that because they are ahead of the other two.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they're a pretty damn good team. The Blue Jays are 25-1 if you want the team with all the all-stars.
Yeah, they have the most all-stars. How can they lose?
Yeah, well, White Sox 17-2, Mets 10-1, Red Sox 12, Brewers 14, Yankees 14. I still think that there's value in the Yankees. I think if you're going to bet them, now's the time. Because there's still potential for them to get it together and become the team we thought they were going to be.
Yeah.
And you're not going to get 14. I don't think you're getting 14-1 the rest of the year if you're right. If you're right and the Yankees are going to put it together, no way in hell you're getting 14-1.
No.
And if you're wrong, oh, well, you lose. So
that happens.
713-780-ESPN if you wish to text the show. You can also get on the Twitch comment there. Join the crew for that. You can get us on Twitter. But come on out to our bar. They're having a 4th of July celebration. They're at 1302 Houston Avenue. Basically, if you're a police officer who just got off his shift, this is perfect for you. It's right down the road. They got trivia every Thursday at 8, steak night every Friday at 6. Guess what today is?
Friday.
It's a Friday, so that makes it steak night. And they got NFL, NHL, they show all the Astros games, covered patio. Patio's really nice, and even when it's 400 degrees outside, it's nice and covered and actually pleasant out there. So come on out and check this place out. If you can't make it here tonight, well, shame on you. But you could certainly get out here any other time and check it out. So Spirit Jay says it is an odd number year. Yeah, I remember when the Giants used to win every odd numbered year.
Seems like good value.
Interesting. It is strange that nobody's kind of buying into that team.
It's not. Who's their star?
Yeah.
Who's their guy who you feel like, oh, this guy's going to carry us through the play? I mean, they're
and
good
the
team.
Dodgers have five of those, and
right.
And you know, the Padres have three of those at least. But yeah, having said that, that's a pretty good run, and
it is,
and they're playing very, very well.
I'm saying I think they are legit. I'm saying it's not surprising to me that people aren't buying into them because they don't have the brand name, like, whoa, this guy's killing it. Like, here's another maybe a good reason. Team leaders. Brandon Crawford leads in almost every statistical category.
Okay.
And he's hitting .248. So if he's your best player and he's hitting .248, what's your ceiling there? I think it's a legit question to ask.
Yeah, it's fair.
And when you talk about the Dodgers pitching and guys like Kevin Gausman and Anthony DeScalfani who have been like basically journeymen.
Right.
They're the guys who are carrying that Giants rotation. And then you think about how many pitchers the Dodgers have. Even with one of their best ones now on the suspended list or whatever it is. I don't know what they put him on exactly, Trevor Bauer. What?
Well, they haven't done anything with him.
They put him on the list where you can't play your next game. I know that.
Did they? Because as of when I was driving up, he was still supposed to start Sunday.
No, I think that's canceled.
Oh, okay.
But when you think about the pitching the Dodgers have, you understand, oh, okay. And then you look at the Padres lineup and you go, oh, yeah, that makes sense. I don't think the Giants are phony. I just think it's hard to be the guy who's putting your money on him because it doesn't look like it's real.
Yeah, I hope if you were going to bet the Dodgers, you did it a couple weeks ago when you were getting the better price. Yeah, he's placed on the 7-day administrative leave. Interesting, but yeah, because. As of a couple hours ago, I was...
What that means is we don't want him to pitch this weekend. We need some more time to figure something out.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. Out here at R Bar, a lot of familiar faces out here, so come on by, check it out. If you're just getting off work, head on over. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, 92.5.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from R Bar on Houston Avenue. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, live here at R Bar. Hope everyone is having a great Friday. Do you guys got baseball this weekend?
No baseball this weekend.
That's good because you're probably not getting it in.
Oh, it's going to rain again?
It's supposed to rain all weekend, which, great, because, you know, I mean, I was hoping to get a little fishing and stuff this weekend, but I don't think that's going to happen, so.
Yeah, there's just one tournament left, and it starts next Thursday.
Oh, so that's the big one, huh?
Yeah. And then I'll be done. My baseball coaching career will come to an end next weekend.
For now. I bet once you guys get to the desert.
No, I think I just want to sit in the stands and just watch, and
not yell at umpires and stuff.
Yeah. Not well. I might yell at umpires, and I'll probably still yell at my kid, but I don't like yelling at other people's kids is the problem, and it's not the funnest part of that job for me. So
look at you, you're like turning into a real adult here.
Yeah,
this is kind of disappointing.
It had to happen at some point, Fred. And I can, it's because I've bought a house somewhere else, I can already feel myself getting further from you, so I'm growing as a person.
Oh, well.
The further I get from you, the more of a good human I become. It's crazy how that works.
Probably fair.
But wait till I get out there. I'm going to be like, whoa, people are going to think I'm like a monk or something. Like, man, he's the best person. Oh, he's the absolute best person I know.
Oh, just wait till there's a fight and Nick and I are out there and we drag you back into it.
No
just
way.
Just when you thought you were out, we
no
will drag
way.
You back in.
Nick will be like, let's go to the club. And I'm going to say, no. You have fun at the club, Nick. Now, sometimes Nick will stay at the bar, and I'll drink with Nick at the bar. I don't go to the club. I don't like to dance in Las Vegas. I'm pretty sure dance clubs in Las Vegas was the start of COVID. A lot of people call it the China virus. I call it the Las Vegas nightclub virus. I'm pretty sure there's no more super spreader event than Hakkasan on a Saturday night. Like, it is everybody's sweat and I don't know what kind of body fluids are flying around there. Like you can feel it, like it's flicking on you all through the. It's terrible, terrible.
We'll drag you out for some of Nick's shots at the bar. I'm sure we'll be able to pull that off.
Nick doesn't. He's not a. He didn't drink brown liquor anymore. He's going to be like, let's have some water, fellas. And I'll say, oh, we're going to shoot it? Double? All right, let's go.
If it's water, I'll have a triple.
Yeah, let's go.
So I've got some NFL stuff for you if you'd like.
Yes.
I will let you pick. I've got the best value contract for every team, which most of these are young guys, right?
Okay.
Or I have the predicting the stingiest NFL defense from worst to first.
Ooh, let's do that.
Okay, because... I will start at the bottom.
I've got a feeling.
You know what?
I bet without fail, I can guess the bottom two. I don't know what order they'll be in.
Well, yeah, can you guess the order, though?
That's the tough part. Is it Lions-Texans or Texans-Lions? Defense, I'll go Lions-Texans.
You have nailed it. No, you have not nailed it. Texans 31, Lions 32. No,
that's what I meant.
Okay, yeah, we're going backwards. Yeah, and guess on every other list that we've done like this, the Texans have been last. The Lions have been 31st. So I've been trying to keep positive Texans news out there.
There it is.
Here you are.
The Texans might not have the worst defense in the league this year. It could be the second worst.
It could be the second worst.
That's something. That's not nothing.
And that's a good thing, right? You don't want to be the worst.
Yeah.
So maybe Nick Caserio has done something right. your Jaguars are at 30. Falcons 29.
That sounds about right.
Raiders 28.
I think Raiders are a little underrated.
I think so, too. I think the Raiders will be better than 28. Eagles 27. They may be worse.
They might be.
Jets 26.
I think Jets are better than 26.
Agreed. Cowboys 25.
Cowboys might be too high.
Yeah, I need to see.
That's why I don't buy into Cowboys winning the division talk.
They did make a change on defense with Dan Quinn now, which hopefully will make them better. Bengals 24.
But they're a playoff team, right? Joe Burrow and all.
Jose Burrow. Chargers 23. That feels a little low to me.
As good as they were on offense last year, there had to be something wrong. And if everybody's healthy for them this year, it could be better.
Well, and that's the thing. They were missing some key guys, Derwin James. And you hired a defensive-minded coach. Presumably you fix that a little bit. I think the Chargers are going to be – nobody will care because they're the second team in L.A., but I think they'll be pretty good. They have the Seahawks at 22.
About right.
Yeah, they still have some names, but they're just not very good. Vikings 21.
About right.
The Packers at 20.
About right.
The 49ers at 19.
That might be low. If everyone's healthy, that could be low.
If they're like they were last year, it's fair, but I think they'll be better than that. Panthers at 18.
Maybe a little low.
Titans at 17.
Maybe a little low.
Bears, of course, they were awful last year.
Yeah, they were bad.
But I think they'll be better this year. Bears at 16. Cardinals at 15.
If they're healthy, that's possible.
Colts at 14.
That's about right.
The Browns at 13.
I think that might be low.
I agree with you. I think they should be top 10. At number 12, the lowly Buffalo Bills.
Might be a little too high.
Maybe.
I think they're probably about middle of the road.
11, Kansas City.
That might be a little high.
I think that feels high. 10, the Giants of
New
York.
That feels a little high.
Yeah. 9, the Broncos of Denver.
If healthy, that's about right. Maybe they could. Maybe low.
I think it's a little bit low if Von Miller's right. 8, the Rams.
Ooh, I would have expected Rams top 5.
I would have too. Dolphins at 7.
This is probably fair.
Number 6, not that you think of them for this, but they have had a pretty good defense, New Orleans Saints.
Ooh, I don't think they're better than the Rams, though.
I don't either.
Okay.
But, yeah. Of course, they're probably going to have
top five is going to be.
Yeah, see if you can guess the top. Well, you probably should know them now because you've done all the others. See if you can get the order.
So I'm missing Baltimore, football team, Bucks, Steelers, and Pats.
Correct.
I'll go 5. I'm going to go 5-1.
Okay.
I'm going to go Patriots, Bucks, Steelers, football team, Ravens.
Very, very close. The only thing that you did was you flipped the Bucks and the Patriots. They have the Patriots at 4 and the Bucks at 5. But Steelers at 3, football team 2, Ravens at 1.
Football team's defense is salty.
Yeah. That's why I think they're winning the division. But we shall see. So anyway, there you go. That's your defenses, and the other thing is like almost all of the players that are on the best contract list are all guys that are still on their rookie deals, right? That are playing very well.
Yep.
But we'll get to that at some point because for all the talk of the Texans, it's hard to have somebody on a good deal.
Yeah.
especially because they don't have any players, and the ones they do have, they overpaid.
In maybe the least surprising news ever, I said as much. If the Bucks win Game 5, don't expect Giannis to play in Game 6. If the Bucks had lost Game 5, I would have expected Giannis to play.
Right.
And now Giannis has been downgraded to doubtful for Saturday.
Which that actually makes a ton of sense.
And then if you, that way you save him up, and if you absolutely need him for Game 7, you got him. If you don't need him, then you got a little. You got him rested for Tuesday against the Suns.
Yeah, that because especially if you can win and he gets a little more time off.
Yeah,
then that's perfect. So yeah, I mean that makes a lot of sense. You called it, sir.
I'm very smart.
Oh,
this is a basketball show.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
AJ, you basketball? Become very famous. I have to tell you.
Thank you, Mr. Former President. We are a basketball and a golf show. That's the things I know the most.
You know, I'm going to say we're also a soccer show now.
That's true.
I've been a guest on Soccer Matters. Therefore, we are now a soccer show.
Okay.
I've been watching the Euros. We were watching Italy beat Belgium right here before the show started. So, I've even have a Soccer Matters T-shirt. That's how soccer I am, AJ.
Okay, you're soccer to the core.
In fact, I also know this. When we were doing those odds earlier, I even know the odds on your Houston Dynamo to win the MLS Cup. How about that?
7-4.
No,
heavy favorite.
It's a little higher. It's a little higher than that.
9-4.
There was a great Sammy Hagar song back in the day called I Can't Drive 55.
55-52.
55-1.
Oh, no. Oh, that doesn't. That seems like maybe the Dynamo aren't that good, but they've got a new owner.
Well, it sounds like he's going to spend a bunch of money and they're going to be good, but it ain't going to be this year. You can't.
Why not? Just buy some good guy. Buy that Mbappe. They kicked him out of France, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can't afford him. They have to go get some broken down guy if you're going to get somebody from Europe. You can't get the guys who are
get Cristiano Ronaldo. He's got to be breaking down by now, right?
Yeah, it's not happening either. Sorry, and not Messi. You can stop.
What about Pele? Is he still around?
I think Pele's dead. I could be wrong.
Okay. What about Ronaldo?
Like the
with the remember one name Ronaldo?
Yeah.
It was Ronaldo and Ronaldinho.
And Ronaldinho.
Can you get one of those guys?
I think they're both dead.
Pele's still alive.
Is he? How old is he? He's 80, really?
80.
God, I would have thought he was much older than that. But, okay, you know what? I bet at 80 he could probably score a goal in the MLS.
Let's get that guy. Remember when the Colombian scored an own goal?
No, he got killed.
And they killed that guy?
Yeah. Let's get the guy who killed him?
No, let's get the goalie that allowed the own goal to get by him.
He's probably dead now, too.
Probably.
I'm guessing they killed everybody.
All right.
Ronaldo is still alive, too. He's 44.
Yeah, he's not that old.
What if we get someone
Ronaldinho and Ronaldo weren't that long ago.
What if we get someone who's really good at another sport and just see if it translates? What if we get that pothead girl that's not allowed in the Olympics now and just say, hey, honey, you're real fast. You know how to kick a ball. And what women love, especially strong women, they love when you call them honey. So if you say, hey, honey, what do you know about soccer? She'll probably convince her. She'll be like, you know what? That's a great idea.
No, you know what she'd be doing? Nah, man, could I just eat some cheese?
And you'll say,
I gotta chill.
Does the MLS test for weed?
I hope not.
They better not. They better not. You think about that.
Like, yeah.
Dude, nobody's trying to play in your league anyway. Now you're going to test for weed? I'd go straight to Europe. Straight to Europe.
Oh, man.
I'd play in the Turkish league. I'd play in the La Liga. I'd play in La Liga 2.
Okay. I think I don't want to denigrate the MLS.
You'd play with the young boys.
You know, that just sounds wrong, and I'm against that. I'm against people playing with young boys. It just...
But there's 12 of them every game, isn't there?
Yeah, well, somebody's got to
play with them. They field a team.
You know what? Just stop.
Put the brakes on this conversation.
Just stop. And if you're having problems stopping with your vehicle, well, you got to go to New Brakes. And actually, you don't have to go to New Brakes. New Brakes comes to you. That's the beauty of them. And if you're going to be doing some traveling this summer, finally, and you're going to be driving, well, get the brakes fixed first, especially if you haven't had them done in a while. And the cool thing is they will come and do it at your home. Like, you could be here at the roadshow, and they would come and do it at the roadshow. That's how cool they are about this stuff. And they're convenient. They're 20 to 50% more affordable than shops and dealers. And if you go to the website, newbrakes.com, N-U-B-R-A-K-E-S.com, mention ESPN, you're going to get 10% off your service. And the cool thing is they'll get right back to you. They'll find out what it is you need, and you're going to get a transparent, surprise-free repair quote right then and there. And then they're going to come out and take care of your car, and they're going to do a great job. They're quality people. You're going to love the work they do, and you're going to save money. So why go anywhere else when they will come to you? Newbrakes.com, N-U-B-R-A-K-E-S.com. Mention ESPN, 10% off, newbrakes.com.
This is The Blitz.
Oh, that sounds great.
On ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from R Bar on Houston Avenue. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, we are back on The Blitz, live from R Bar. And I had a list of specials. Nick stole them when he was looking for his wallet. I don't know what happened to them. Oh, Fred stole them.
I stole them because I already went over them last segment.
Oh, well.
Or two segments.
I was trying to vamp so you could get back, and now you're like,
yeah, that's the only.
I already went over them, dummy. Well, yeah, I was trying to vamp so you could get back here.
The only negative here is that the men's bathroom is on the far end of the bar.
So use the ladies.
Well, you know, I think you can go to jail for that.
Big deal. None of these women here are going to complain. You can't go outside.
No. I mean, dude.
It's downtown Houston. There's plenty of bums doing it.
Yeah. Well, but you know what's right up the street?
Cops.
Cops.
And they're not worried about that?
That's where the police station is.
Oh, you don't think cops are worried about us peeing outside?
No. Like I just said, there's bums everywhere in downtown Houston doing it.
So now we're bums.
No, but you can blend in.
Crumb bum.
Really? Really?
You crumb bum.
Did he drink the Malort? This is why his mind has gone off in this direction? Okay.
Aaron's lit.
That's just
up
the redneck in me.
Ginger whiskey.
If you can't get to the bathroom, go outside.
Yeah, this is going to be an issue for me because my new house has a balcony off of the bedroom upstairs.
Yeah.
And it's going to be real hard for me not to just go out there and pee off of it at night. Like, because there is a little bit of country in me that makes me – I do enjoy peeing outside. I do. And having a balcony to pee off of is – that's something I've always wanted to do. The problem is my whole backyard is AstroTurf. So I don't know if it's the best idea
because it's AstroTurf, usually when they have those AstroTurf backyards, they'll have a drain there because it won't absorb the water?
Yeah.
Okay, so just pee straight into the drain.
Well, I mean, I don't know where the drain is in relation to the balcony, and I don't know what kind of stream I'm going to have at any given moment.
Well, because if you're doing that, it's probably because you're drunk. It's not like your aim's going to be very good. Yeah.
Also, I think the balcony is like stomach height, so I might have to stand up on it to go, and then I'll probably end up falling. It's probably
then you'd lean forward and fall.
I should probably just use the restroom.
Yeah, I mean, I'm guessing you have a restroom up there.
No. My house has – it's a 4-bedroom, 0-bath. That's why I got a good deal on it.
No wonder. Yeah. So I'll put an outhouse in
there. For whatever reason, a lot of people weren't looking for a house with no bathrooms. But I was like, you know what? We got a kitchen sink and a balcony. Let's go. Let's do it.
I mean, it's three guys and one girl in that house. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's easy.
And young boys are really clean, too. I mean, so it's – they don't need a bathroom.
Are we talking soccer again?
You got a garden hose.
I don't think you can use a garden hose. You're not allowed to use water at all in Vegas right now. They're out of water. Mm. That's what I've been told.
But you know what I bet they have? Electricity.
Yes.
So you'll probably be okay there.
Yeah. They're not going to say, oh, hey, I know it's real hot, but we need you to set your AC to 80. No, I'm not doing that. Oh, the windmills.
Hey, man. That.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. I'm going to be out there with my AC kicking.
I did turn mine up to like 76 when they asked for it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Child, please. No but, way.
Yeah.
That's crazy talk. I understood when it was the freeze. I didn't really understand it.
No, to this day, I still don't understand that.
But okay. I was at least like, okay, this is like an unprecedented disaster.
Right.
So I understand them struggling. If your grid in Texas can't handle when it gets up to like 94.
And it's only June?
I don't understand that. Like,
yeah.
We can't be out of air conditioning already. It's only June. It's just going to get hotter. Mm. You can't tell me we're out of air conditioning. No, I won't have it. So I didn't feel bad for them then.
Mm.
I think they should have caught more heat than they did. But I guess a bunch of people's power didn't go out because people like you cranked their AC up to 78.
76.
Not me.
Don't put that evil on
me. I kept it at 72, 71.
Mm. I have an update.
If I didn't have a wife, it would be 68 all the time.
Yeah, see, I'm not like Josh Innes where it has to be 55 degrees in there. I like it colder, though. And my wife, oddly enough, does not. Because as a Canadian, you would think she would like it cold.
No. My wife and I struggle when we share a hotel room because the first thing I do when I get to a hotel room is turn the AC up as high as it can go. And it stays like that the entire time I'm there. I try to make it an ice box. I ain't paying that electric bill. I already paid you for this room.
So you can do what you want.
I ain't paying you for this used-ass pillow and used-ass comforter.
Pee on the floor if you want.
Well, no. I don't do that.
Well, but you could. You paid for it.
I guess I could, but I
they're going to clean it anyway.
I just, well, presumably. Like, it's happened before that they didn't.
Well, yeah, wasn't there a dead body in one?
That was a hotel room in Beaumont.
Yep.
It wasn't in my room per se, but they also wouldn't say it wasn't in my room. It was on the news. I forget even why I was staying out there. I don't know, but I stayed a night in Beaumont, and I got put up in a hotel room, and I'm laying in bed watching the news, and I see dead body found in hotel. I said, wait a minute. That's the hotel where I'm staying. And then I called down to the front desk and I said, hey, what's going on with this dead body? And they're like, sir, that was this morning. We've taken care of it, you know. And I said, what room was it in? We're not at liberty to say. What? Now that I don't like. If there was a dead body, I want to know what room it was in so I know I'm not in the room.
That.
But there was a dead body in that hotel. So, I mean, I guess it was probably like a 1 in 100 chance it was my room. But there was a chance.
Mm. Yeah, that's I don't think I've ever had that happen. I've had some weird things happen in hotel rooms. And
I checked under the mattress.
Yeah.
Like in four rooms, you know when there's a body in the box springs?
Right.
I checked to make sure there wasn't a body in the box springs. Mm. And there wasn't. So it was clear. And there was no stains to indicate that there had ever been a dead body on that mattress. So that was good.
Mm. All right. I hear music. Believe it or not, we are going to take a quick break. Hour number one in the books. If you're just getting off work, get out here to R Bar at 1302 Houston Avenue. We'll be right back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5, 92.5.
This is Heisman Trophy winner and College Hall of Fame Billy Sims, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.